time for Mind Your Business on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network to present the weekly business radio show produced by the award-winning marketing firm Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, sharing business and marketing strategies to make you and your business successful. Now, here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis.
Yes, thank you for joining me here on another edition of Mind Your Business, coming through the radio waves on 710 WOR, the voice of New York, and around the world on the iHeart Radio Network. And a special shout out for all those that are going to be watching this on YouTube, on our very popular YouTube channel. Tonight's guest, an incredible guest, a master and either the world's foremost expert or certainly one of the foremost experts in the world on the topic of the customer experience. But before we get to our guest, first of all, a special thank you to all the listeners. Yes, we came in once again in the top 10 in New York AM radio, according to the Nielsen ratings. Our guest could probably do that song, right? If you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. Yeah, but he doesn't have his guitar with him for tonight's show, so we'll have to save that for another show. By the way, if you go to our podcasting channel, you go to our YouTube channel, you can access many hundreds of the previous guests that we've had on the show. Beth Comstock, former vice chair and CMO at GE, Joe Hard, president and CEO of Dale Carnegie, and so many other incredible guests that we've featured over the years. Also, special shout out to the great team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG. A show like this does not happen by itself. There's a great team that makes it all happen. Sruli, Michal, Betzal, Bracha, Michael, Miriam, Nachi, Malki, Moshe Chaim, thank you so much for everything you do behind the scenes to make this all work. Special thank you to Darren and Peter at iHeartRadio. Zeb Brenner, thank you for the shout out. And special thank you to all those who stop me, send me WhatsApp messages, send me bomb-bombs, send me emails thanking me about the show. I appreciate it. Last but not least, we are syndicated on a wide variety of platforms. Lakewood Scoop, they feature the Business Class clips. Nucky Radio, The Jewish Home, which features a print summary of selected Mind Your Business shows in a Q&A format. And of course, our very popular Business Class channel, which reaches over 50,000 people on a typical day. Without further ado, a great friend and a world talent, Shep Hyken. Shep Hyken is, besides that he is a NSA Hall of Famer, and that's not the National Security Division. No, the National Speakers Association. I saw him on stage. Special thank you and a shout out to Jeffrey Hazard. I saw him first on stage in San Francisco. And we all have another mutual friend, Jonathan Gassman, JG. Yes, special shout out to JG. And I saw him on stage and I was like, we got to get him on the show. And we struck up a very warm and great relationship. But tonight, it's all about the listenership of this show. And I'm holding up. We're going to do some Rosh Limba here. Okay. I am holding a copy of this week's Wall Street Journal called, and they had a special section, Journal Report, Customer Experience. And I'm like, wait a second. We have to get the world's foremost expert on this subject to talk with us about. I mean, here we are. We just, this Sunday is coming off Black Friday and Cyber Monday is tomorrow. And it's the holiday shopping season. And companies out there want to be successful. And we want to talk about 2023. How can your company be successful heading into 2023? And we turn to none other. And Shep Hyken, thank you for joining us here once again on Mind Your Business.
Well, it is great to be back. How many times you think? 6, 7, 8, 9?
Not enough.
Not enough. Well, I'll keep coming back. If you'll keep having me, I'll keep coming back.
And that's your book. One of the many books you've written. I'll be back. And yeah, you were right.
Yeah. Last time we talked, it was about the latest book, I'll Be Back, which has been out just over a year. And by the way, I'll Be Back, it sounds a little like the Terminator. It's about not terminating. It's about getting your customers to come back again and again. You want them to say, I'll be back. If they want to do it in a German or Austrian accent, like Arnold Schwarzenegger, they are welcome to do so. I don't care, as long as they come back.
Okay, so walk us through what are some of the key things that you're seeing out there, even in terms of best practices or, dare I say, worst practices?
Sure. Well, first of all, let's just set the like right now, we're going through a really weird time, aren't we? If you look back just 2 years ago, we're in this crazy pandemic, and then all of a sudden supply chain issues, employment issues with the great resignation, the big quit, the quiet quit, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. And then we throw on top of that, just to throw on top of it a little something extra called a world economic meltdown, practically. All over the world, this is happening. So this isn't isolated to just the U.S. So when you put all these factors together, what can companies do to compete, to stay in business, to be relevant, to make their customers happy? Our survey shows, and we do a survey every single year, it's the ACA, the Achieving Customer Amazement Study, sponsored by our good friends at Amazon, AWS, great people, love their company, love their product. So many of us out there do business with Amazon, and I'm sure they appreciate it. I do as well. But what we found in this study is that companies are seeing that, well, customers are saying companies' customer service is less today than it was pre-pandemic. Not only that, it's less today than it was last year. Now, I have a theory about this. I get that during the pandemic, there was a lot of turmoil and upheaval, but now we're two years out of it, more or less. And I believe that it's not so much the customer or that companies aren't giving great customer service. It's that they're not keeping up with the companies that are giving the best customer service. Those are rock star companies like Amazon, like Apple, like, you know, some of the retailers that we love doing business with. And what happens is consumers don't compare you anymore to your direct competition. They're comparing you to the best service experience they've ever had with anyone. And maybe these companies are trying to keep up, and maybe they're even better than they were last year. They're just not as good as the rock stars that are setting the benchmark for everyone. So we need to recognize today more than ever, and I could have said this 5 years ago too, the same thing. Mm-hmm. We need to be focused on that customer experience. Companies are spending more money on it. They're working very hard to deliver the experience that's going to set them apart from their competitors.
Now, in this survey that you just recently, by the way, could people get this survey, this Amazon survey? Yeah.
Just go to hyken.com, my website, hyken.com. There's a little tab up above. It says research. Click on that. You can download the research, no charge whatsoever.
Now, I'm going to go to some interesting stats that are fascinating that you list here. And if we could then like kind of break it apart so to explain it. Okay.
Sure.
Create trust. 83% of customers trust a company or brand more if they provide an excellent customer service experience, up 4% from 2021, where it was only 79%.
So number one, who do you like to do business with? It's an old cliche or adage, whatever you want to call it. People love doing business with people and companies that they know, they like, and trust, right? The trust is the hardest part of it. The knowing and liking is actually not too hard to do, because you create some great commercials, some great promotions, some pictures. You know, you can be welcoming when people come in. Maybe they have a friendly experience, but do they trust the company? So what happens when you create trust, you can get closer and closer to the customer saying, I like doing business with them, because every time I go in there, every time I call them, every time I do any kind of business, and by the way, it doesn't matter if it's B2C or B2B, every time, the word always is like consistency. If they know it's going to happen, they trust the experience. And that's part of it. Now, trust also comes from the ability to for a company to make a customer know that we're here for you. We really are. We're genuine. We're authentic. And when you add all of those together, you create that trust, which gets customers to want to come back. Why would I take a chance if I'm a customer? Why would I take a chance on doing business with somebody new when I know when I go here, I'm always going to receive this particular level of service, this particular genuine caring and relationship that I have with them? It's there. So, again, trust, it's important to create loyalty. It's definitely a factor in getting somebody to come back for the next time, which is repeat business. And if you don't have trust, you know what? Another company is going to come along and figure out a way to steal your customer away just because the customer says, I know when I do business with them, this always happens. Build trust.
Now, if we could just hold on to that for another minute or two before we go to a commercial break. building trust, especially in today's day and age where, I mean, unfortunately, just came off this terrible cryptocurrency mess and others. What are some other examples where a company can build genuine trust with its customers?
Well, obviously, when a company goes out of business, and for lack of a better term, we're going to find out, there's probably going to be some interesting activity. I'm not going to call it criminal activity. It's innocent until proven guilty. But look at what happened with Enron years ago. Maybe some of the younger listeners don't remember Enron, but most everybody over the age of 40 probably remembers this is an incident that caused a meltdown. Remember the oil spill.
Exxon Valdez.
Yeah, that's right. It destroyed trust in the customers, and they chose to do business elsewhere because they didn't want to do business with some company they aren't sure about, that they couldn't trust, that was doing bad things. So from that respect, we're moving away from customer experience, or moving into integrity. And boy, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't care how good the customer service is, how great the experience is, how low the price is. If the company I'm dealing with has no integrity, I am not coming back.
After the break, we're going to go to a fascinating stat about what Shep just touched on about price versus customer service. We're speaking with Shep Hyken. How could people find out more about engaging you to speak, or about your array of books, Be Amazing or Go Home, The Convenience Revolution, the many books that you've written? How can they find out more information?
Well, thanks. Once again, go to the website, hyken.com. You got the research tab, you got the books tab, you got the speaking tab. It's all right there. We've made it easy and convenient, speaking of the convenience revolution.
We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
The future that you envision for yourself and your business is totally attainable. You need support along the way. And as entrepreneurs, having a team around you that supports you in achieving what that vision is vital. And that is something that the Covenant Group is committed to delivering.
Most of the times that people come to the Covenant Group, usually it's that they want to enjoy what they're doing, they want to have more quality time, or they want to have financial independence or financial security. My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
We are, in essence, design engineers. And we're helping entrepreneurs design the business that's right for them and then execute.
The idea of having somebody coach you through the hard times of the business and think through what it is to have an inventory of client activity and what it is to build a base of revenue and to think like a business person. It's just not common in our industry.
My name is Mark Parton.
I'm Dean Harder.
I'm Alvin Brown.
I'm Jay Langford.
My name is Luc Godet.
I'm Andrew McKinnon, and I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
Building a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
And we're back. It's fun to say that with Shep because he wrote the book, I'll Be Back. He also wrote Be Amazing or Go Home. But all these books are available on Amazon or on bookstores nationwide. Shep Hyken, my guest tonight, and we are talking about the customer experience. In fact, just a few days ago. Yep. Right. It's radio also, so you got to do the whole thing here. The Wall Street Journal had a full section here. A journal report, the customer experience. And we realized that, hey, we're going to turn to our friend, one of the world's foremost experts on the customer experience, Shep Hyken. And we are also referring to his study, his survey that he does together with Amazon. And it's packed with fascinating data about the state of the customer experience as it relates to 2022 heading into 2023. Here's another fascinating point here. Okay, make price less relevant. 58% of customers believe great customer service is more important than price. And that means 58% of people admitted that. Perhaps you can, you know, usually, I just want the best price. Is that so?
Well, there's no doubt that if you drive over to the Walmart and you look in the parking lot, you're going to see, a lot filled with cars. People want price and variety. However, if you go into a Walmart and you find somebody to help you, they're not going to be mean or angry to you. They're still going to be nice and friendly. Recognize that there is definitely a difference between a low price item and a high price item, and sometimes the experience you get with it. I mean, the best example is in the hotel business. If you go to the Ritz-Carlton or the Four Seasons, you're going to pay quite a bit more than if you go to the budget hotel that you might find on the roadside. Yet they're both basically the same thing. There's a room with a bed, a telephone, a TV. But why do you upgrade and pay more money? Well, maybe it is a little bit nicer bed. Maybe it is a little bit nicer carpet and fluffier and thicker towels. But you know what else is nice? The experience. People, the way they treat you. However, I mean, I say this, and not to negate what I just said. I remember doing a speech in Kentucky at, I think it might have been a Super 8 hotel was where the headquarters of this conference was. And then we went over to a place and actually had the conference. The people at that hotel, if you took them out of the Super 8 and you put them into the Ritz-Carlton, there's no doubt that the Ritz-Carlton would love these people. But the point I'm making is this is what gets your customers to come back again and again. And once again, we go back to something I said before, that consistency, that word always. When it's always happening, when it's predictable and it's consistent, you trust the experience is going to happen. You don't want to take a chance anywhere else. As long as a company remains somewhat competitive, price becomes very irrelevant compared to another company that might be a little less expensive, but doesn't promise or doesn't provide that great service experience.
You touched on something that you speak about all the time, and that is consistency. How important is it for a company to be consistently great and maybe not even best in class? Meaning, is it, let's give an example. You have two restaurants. One, you'll go in there and four out of five times, you'll get an incredible meal. But one out of five, pretty lousy. It's not done well. Then there's another restaurant that five out of five, it's just good. It's very good. It may not be excellent, but it's very good. Which one wins?
Well, I mean, ultimately, let's say all things being equal from the standpoint of, you want to go to each restaurant and it's like, I can't decide. The one that's going to give you that consistent experience most likely is going to win. Let me put it to you this way. We talk about this in almost every speech that I've delivered over the last many, many, many years, decades, actually. I talk about this concept. Creating amazement. And most people will think amazement's about being over the top and blowing people away with the most incredible service they've ever had. And that happens in isolated situations when a problem drops in your lap and then you get the opportunity to go above and beyond. Or maybe if you use restaurants as an example, if I'm a server and I overhear oh, it's this couple's 10-year anniversary. I'm going to surprise them with a little cake and a candle and tell them how much we appreciate their business. They're going to love that. But the next time they come back, they're not going to get the cake and the candle because it's not their anniversary. But what they're still going to get, hopefully, is this wonderful attitude, this server, maybe it's me, caring about them and doing what I can to make sure the experience is always great. So here's what I mean when I talk about amazement. Not about over the top. It's about consistently and predictably. Once again, we go back to the very first thing we talked about, that trust thing. Consistently and predictably creating an experience that is sometimes just the tiniest above expectations, right in the middle, average, satisfactory. It just needs to be a little bit better than that. What does that mean? It means when you walk in my restaurant, I might recognize you. Might not know your name yet, but I may, oh, you were here just a few weeks ago. Welcome back. I've made you feel really good. Maybe if I do use your name at that point, I'm bumping it up just a notch. What I've learned that a tiny bit better than average, consistently and predictably, is what makes customers say, I love doing business with them. And I use that word always again. They're always friendly. They're always knowledgeable. They're always helpful. Even when they have a problem, I can always count on them. And I'll even go a step further that sometimes you don't even have to be above average. You just have to say, hey, what's the actual expectation? If I call you and I need help, I expect you to call me back in a reasonable period of time. And when you do that consistently, well, that's just what I expect. Once again, you're falling into that zone of amazement because you're doing what's expected, but you're doing it all the time. That's what makes it amazing. And that's what gets customers to come back. That's what makes price less relevant. That's what builds trust. That's what's going to take you into 2023 and make you successful.
Coming back to building trust, you have a line over here. Be proactive. 81% of customers expect companies to reach out to them as soon as possible if there's a problem with their order or service. How important is it to be proactive and to be transparent when dealing with a potentially even a crisis or even something as small as a delay in someone's order?
Yeah, why not? Why not let the customer know before they start worrying about it or before they at least, even if they are worried about it, start coming to you and asking you. Here's what's interesting. I'll give you a couple of examples of this. Cable TV. The only time you know the cable is out is when you turn on the TV and the TV doesn't work. Or the only time you know the internet's not working, same thing, is you need the internet, it doesn't work. So what do you typically do? You troubleshoot a little bit and then you pick up the phone and you call the internet company and you say, hey, what's going on? And then they inform you there's an outage. Well, I work with a cable TV internet company that said, what we try to do is get every possible way to contact a customer. We want their Facebook page, their Twitter account, their LinkedIn, their phone number, every way we can get to their email address, their, you know, everything. Because when there's a problem, we will throw that out to every form of communication so that hopefully they'll get the message and then we'll give them updates as we repair the outage in their area. And that way, they don't have to call us. They don't have to waste time. And not only that, this is the most important part, which I'll get to in a second. I'll give you another example. Mm-hmm. I go to an airport. The flight's supposed to leave at 4:00. Now I'm sitting there, it's 3:45. There's no airplane at the gate. I know that when the plane lands, it takes 20 minutes to get the people off and about another 15, 20 minutes to get the people on. In between, they clean the plane, right? There's no way we're getting out of here at 4:00. Why hasn't the gate agent made an announcement to tell me that plane's not going to be here or we're not going to leave at 4:00? Now, contrast that to exactly this scenario. It happened. Plane's supposed to leave at 4. It's about 3:30. The plane's not there yet. I'm looking at my phone and I can see that plane's delayed coming in. Before I even walk up to the gate to ask the agent, hey, do you know when the plane's going to get here and what time we're going to get out? He gets on the loudspeaker and he says, hey, everybody, you may notice the plane's not here yet and it won't be here for about another 25 minutes. When it lands, we're going to get everybody off. We're going to have everybody back on. We're probably going to take about a 20 to 25 minute delay. I just wanted to let you know. And you know what I'm going to do in 10 minutes? I'll confirm that that's still the case. You can look around the area and you see all the passengers go, hmm. There's relief. Right. They know now what's going to happen. So here's what proactive behavior does. When you inform a customer, customer about problems, it isn't just to inform them about the problem. It's to give them a sense of control over the situation. And that control psychologically is simply because they have the knowledge of what's going on. They feel more in control because they know. They don't know when they're going to get their cable back. They may not know when that plane's going to land, but they know that somebody's there giving them information, helping them, and taking care of them. And that's all they need to know to feel good about what's going on. Proactive communication, whether it's about a problem, an order that's delayed, or just about an order that's being, when you call Amazon, first thing that happens when you, well, not call, when you place an order with Amazon, you get an email, your order's placed. A little while later, your order's being shipped, and here's the tracking information. A day or two later, you get a note or an email that says, here's your order's here, and here's a picture of the box leaning up against your doorstep. And then there's another picture of somebody stealing the box. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But you get the idea. All we're doing is we're proactively communicating so the customer gets some level of control about what's going on with their lives.
We're speaking with one of the world's foremost experts in the area of the customer experience. Shep, how can people find out more information about having you come speak at their event or reading your amazing array of books?
Well, thanks. Just again, go to hyken.com, H-Y-K-E-N.com. By the way, when you get that research, please do download the research. There's interesting and fun facts in there, not just all this serious stuff that we're talking about, a few articles. I'll also subscribe you to my newsletter. A lot of fun with that. It's not just an article that I send out every week. I always send a cute cartoon, a fun cartoon. Many of them should make you smile. As a matter of fact, today when we first talked about doing this interview, the first thing you said is, I saw this great cartoon that you did last week about there's a patient being rolled into the hospital and this person's having a heart attack and the emergency, the ambulance going, he's having a heart attack. And the person behind the desk says, you'll have to register before you can see a doctor. I mean, come on.
And where's your insurance card? And where's your
Right. And that's about, what was it? Common sense sometimes is more important than whatever the process is.
Yeah. Shep Hyken, we're going to be right back after this short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Ever wished as you're sitting alone in a corner at one of those networking events that you could connect better with other people? Ever beat yourself up because you didn't speak up again at that meeting? Or been sweating buckets terrified before a presentation because you aren't confident about your public speaking skills? We've all been there. The good news is you can change. For over 100 years, millions of lives have been transformed because of our courses at Dale Carnegie. We develop people's confidence, leadership abilities, communication skills, public speaking skills, and human relations. Both our public courses and customized corporate workshops have proven results. We all have goals, but only a limited amount of time to reach those goals. Let Dale Carnegie help you get there. For further information, visit us online at dalecarnegie.com. That's dalecarnegie.com, where you can explore all the training courses and regional locations that are available to you. dalecarnegie.com.
Eli Manning here. Recently, my business schedule has me scrambling. There's a lot to get done, and like most business owners, there just aren't enough hours in the day. But with Investors Bank, I can slow down a bit and fit my business banking into my schedule.
With Investors Bank, you can manage your accounts anytime with the flexibility of online and mobile banking.
I never did like to scramble.
Visit investorsbank.com or stop by a branch. Member FDIC. Investors Bank is a division of Citizens Bank N.A.
1-877 cards for kids. K-A-R-S cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. K-A-R-S cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cards for kids. K-A-R-S cards for kids.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
To be successful, you need to understand what you do best and do more of it.
One of the gifts I believe that we have as entrepreneurs is to be blue sky visionaries, come up with amazing ideas, yet you're only as good as your execution. I've always had coaches my entire life. Once I got into business, coaching for me was a natural must-have. What I found in the past was most coaching programs were more focused around me earning a certain amount of income or taking a certain amount of time off versus me building a business that has value far beyond me. As soon as I engaged the Covenant Group, I could distinctly see that difference.
Working with the Covenant Group, I've gotten away from being controlling about so many of the facets of our business. It has given the people that are in my organization freedom to be creative, freedom to actually develop better ways to do things. I need a coach to help evaluate those things I'm blind to. If you have a blind spot, you don't see it. Without the coach, the process in and of itself is powerful. But the coach makes it work for a guy like me, and I think, frankly, for most people.
One of the greatest benefits of working with the Covenant Group is helping to identify what is it I do best.
My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
And we're back. Mind your business with Yusuf Saftless right here on 710 WOR, the voice of New York, and around the world on the powerful iHeartRadio network. And, of course, hello to all those watching on YouTube. By the way, feel free to put your comments in the comment section below. We'd love to hear from you. I mean, hopefully they're all good. I mean, if you have your head on, it's Shep Eichen, for crying out loud. But, hey, if you have something, put it in there. You know, it's a free country. Write it in. We'd love to hear what you have to say. And of course, hello to all those that are listening on Nucky Radio. Shep has written many books. I believe 9. Is it 9 or 10?
Eight.
Oh, I got it wrong.
No,
okay.
You're predicting the future.
Ah, there you go.
You're predicting the future.
And on some of the previous shows we spoke about Be Amazing and Go Home. It's not fair to say my favorite because they're all my favorite, but this one is really special, Be Amazing and Go Home. Of course, the Convenience Revolution.
My favorite.
Your favorite. There you go. From among the favorites. okay, Shep allowed us, and again, Shep Eichen is one of the world's foremost experts on the customer experience. He allowed us to ask some challenging questions. So here's a real challenging question. We're heading into 2023, and there, unfortunately, there's inflation, and many companies need to raise their rates. What is, I don't want to say the kosher way, because there's nothing to do with kosher or non-kosher, but what's like kind of the best way that a company could be, whether it's B2B or B2C, we know it's never fun to inform your customer that you're raising their rates. Is there a process? Is there a recommended path in order to do it, in order to minimize the potential friction with your customer base?
Right. I can see it already happening when I go to restaurants and grocery stores. The price of everything just seems to be going up and up and up. And I get it. It's happening. And if whoever the customer is doesn't understand that there's a major economic situation going on around the world, there's inflation, things have changed since just last year. I don't know. They've got their head in the sand, buried in the sand. But let's talk about what happens when you have to raise prices. Let's talk about really what happens when you have to do anything that's going to impact the customer negatively. So this is the difference between a normal company and what I call a customer-focused company. The customer-focused company always considers what's going to impact the customer, either positively or even negatively, for whatever decisions they make. Every decision, they sit down and they think, they're with their team, how is this going to impact the customer? If we decide to add a product to an extender product line, is this going to hurt the customer? Probably not. They're probably going to be happier that we added a product line. But what happens if we have to take something away? Right. They may be upset. We better have a good explanation, maybe even better, proactively tell them. We just talked about proactive experiences. Mm-hmm. Same thing with prices. Whenever we raise prices, we must sit down and say, how is this going to impact the customer? How are they going to respond? Let's go out and ask a few customers, how would they respond? What do they think the reason we're raising the prices are? Let's give them the real reason we're having to do it. By the way, there's a lot of distrust going on right now because some companies during the pandemic took advantage of customers and made a lot of money, not just because of the volume of business they did, but because they recognize there's a shortage in something. Think about how much you had to pay for toilet paper from certain places when there was a shortage of toilet paper during the pandemic. Do you trust this company, this retailer? No, because other retailers said, we're going to keep the prices the same, or at least keep our margins the same, right? During an oil crisis, I can't, you know, validate this, but I can tell you that in the news, in the media, they accuse certain oil companies of gouging the customer. Now, here's what happens. Whenever a price is raised, what happens? It's like a squeaky wheel. It needs oil. The customer is going to notice, wow, the price is raised. So there was a client that we worked with, and they had to raise prices in the last couple of years. And this is what they did. They sent out a notice to all of their customers saying, we're raising our prices. Here is why. And they gave a very clear explanation. Number one, why things were more expensive. Number two, what would happen if they kept the price the same and eroded the margin a little bit? Well, part of what's in that margin that's not a hard cost of manufacturing that product is the service experience that they deliver to the customer. And they said, in order to maintain the product quality and the levels of service, we're going to have to raise our prices. But I assure you, we're not making more money because of this. We're doing it because we have to in order to give you what you've expected. And we also need to stay in business. And nobody complained. As a matter of fact, they were sent letters thanking them for the explanation.
So, you know, if I could hold on to this for another minute, the difference between B2C and B2B. So B2C, let's say you have a supermarket and there's an average of 2,000 people that come in, customers that come in through the store, through the door each day. What would be a tip on how to communicate price increases to them versus a B2B business that may have 20 to 30 clients, and with them each one is the golden egg, you know, of that business. That's their bread and butter. Each one, right. But it's only 20 people.
The same thing. There needs to be some type of communication. I mean, if you're B2B and you only have 30 clients, well, then it's easy to talk to every individual client. We've got B2B customers, I have clients that are B2B. Their customers are businesses, but they have thousands of businesses that they do business with. So they're almost in the same situation as a B2C, a business to consumer. Consumer being somebody that buys at a retail level, online, in a retail store. But an explanation as to why they might see a price difference is really important. You know, I've gone into restaurants and seen on the menu an explanation as to why certain dishes are more important. We have to now charge market price because the seafood, it's always been seafood market price, but in some restaurants, they still stated the price. And they've taken that price out and they said, we will have to charge a market price. We will inform you what that price is if you choose to order this item. So that you're educated on the way in, you're informed, you're not surprised when something you paid $30 for 2 weeks ago is now $55. Whoa, what happened? It's not that they're making more money, as we mentioned, it's that they have price increases. And the danger of not sharing that information is that many of your customers just won't say a word. They just accept it, they pay it, they move on, and they don't come back. Thinking that this was a one-off situation, they start going to other restaurants, they may realize everybody's raising their prices. But that particular night, it created a bad experience in the customer's mind.
Before I go to a commercial break, I just want to, you know, schmooze for a minute about some of your latest trips. I mean, you address crowds as small as maybe a conference room, 25 to 50 people. And what's the largest audience you've ever addressed?
Oh my gosh. I've been in stadiums and there've been, 20,000 people there. So that's a big audience. That's really a weird way to do a speech too, by the way, because that speech, you have to be totally in control of your timing because you can't rely on what you're hearing from the audience, because when they laugh and they clap, it's more of a hum than It's an actual clap and a laugh. It's bizarre. But yeah, just earlier this year, I did a program and there were 17 people in the audience, and I flew halfway around the world to get there. And just recently did an audience of maybe a 1,200, 1,400 people. And so it doesn't really matter whether it's 20,000, 2,000, 200, or even 20. They get the same effort. They get the same information. Everything I do is customized to what that audience wants and needs, as long as we stay within my lane of customer service and experience.
How can people find out more information about booking you and about your array of books?
Sure. Just go to hyken.com, H-Y-K-E-N.com.
Amazing. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
This is Richard Solomon. If you're having a corporate event or a seminar or workshop and you're looking for a public speaker that's just a little bit different, why don't you give me a try? 516-371-4924. I'm a radio host. I'm a lawyer. I'm an author. I've been a lecturer. I've got a lot of really great war stories. And if you want to learn more, go to thesolomonchannel.com and you'll see all the great videos and everything that we've done over the years. We've done a lot of great stuff, including cash flow dynamics, things about small business, dealing with regulation, and surviving the challenges in this very tough and competitive business environment. 516-371-4924. 516-371-4924.
To be successful, you need to understand what you do best and do more of it.
One of the gifts I believe that we have as entrepreneurs is to be blue sky visionaries, come up with amazing ideas, yet you're only as good as your execution. I've always had coaches my entire life. Once I got into business, coaching for me was a natural must-have. What I found in the past was most coaching programs were more focused around me earning a certain amount of income or taking a certain amount of time off versus me building a business that has value far beyond me. As soon as I engaged the Covenant Group, I could distinctly see that difference.
Working with the Covenant Group, I've gotten away from being controlling about so many of the facets of our business. It has given the people that are in my organization freedom to be creative, freedom to actually develop better ways to do things. I need a coach to help evaluate those things I'm blind to. If you have a blind spot, you don't see it. Without the coach, the process in and of itself is powerful. But the coach makes it work for a guy like me, and I think, frankly, for most people.
One of the greatest benefits of working with the Covenant Group is helping to identify what is it I do best.
My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
Eli Manning here. Recently, my business schedule has me scrambling. There's a lot to get done, and like most business owners, there just aren't enough hours in the day. But with Investors Bank, I can slow down a bit and fit my business banking into my schedule.
With Investors Bank, you can manage your accounts anytime with the flexibility of online and mobile banking.
You know, I never did like to scramble.
Visit investorsbank.com or stop by a branch. Member FDIC. Investors Bank is a division of Citizens Bank N.A.
And we're back with Shep Hyken. This is the Yitzhak Atlas of the Mind Your Business show here on 710 WR, the voice of New York, reaching the entire New York, New Jersey metro area. And throughout the world, we're coming through the powerful iHeartRadio network. And special shout out and hello to those watching on YouTube. Feel free to share your comments. They are reviewed. And if it's something that's an open question, we will try to get a response. We may even try to get a response from Shep himself. So feel free to put your comments in the comments section below. Well, Shep Hyken, one of the world's foremost experts in the area of the customer experience. In this last part of tonight's show, we're going to talk about some fascinating stats that are related to the importance of having a great customer experience, a great customer service department in your business. And it doesn't make a difference if you're B2B, B2C, big or small. It's key. In fact, Shep, what was that stat about people rather going to the dentist? What was that stat?
So we asked our customers, would you rather go to the dentist or call customer support? And 46% said they'd rather go to the dentist. In other words, they'd rather go to the dentist, have somebody put their hand down their mouth, maybe get a drill and drill and drill and drill, maybe have a root canal. Yeah, instead of calling customer support, being put on hold, waiting for what seems like forever, somebody coming on, not my department, transferring it to someone else, accidentally getting disconnected, starting over, talking to somebody that you can't understand them because of a foreign accent, or perhaps they have too many people in the background that there's so much noise, and they do it again and again. You tell your story over and over, and you're exhausted. You know, by that time, you could have gone to the dentist and probably had your teeth cleaned and had a root canal twice. I know I'm over-exaggerating. I actually found that to be a really funny stat. But it is telling that people say, eliminate friction from my life. Make it easy for me to do business with you, and I'll give you my business. If not, it's like going to the dentist. You know, who wants to do that? So make it easy, make it frictionless, make it convenient. If I'm going to go and try to get help, make it easy to get a phone number. If I'm going to call you, respect my time. You know, it's so inexpensive today. If you're going to make a customer hold, tell them how long the hold is going to be. Technology will do that. Your hold time is whatever the time is. Or give them the option of having a callback. Punch in your number. We'll call you back when it's your turn in 30 minutes. Or if you have a different time, punch it in the keypad. We'll call you back at that time. And you know what? It works. And customers love and respect the companies because the companies are respecting the customers.
Now, in terms of people that need to get in touch with a company regarding a customer support matter, on this amazing survey and report that's available by Shep Hyken did it together with Amazon or for Amazon. And certainly, this is an incredible report on page 90. And by the way, you can get all the listeners can get this report for free. Go to hyken.com, Hyken, hyken.com, and you could receive this report. You could download it on page 19. 71% of people said as follows, okay, this is an incredible stat, regarding interaction with a company in today's day and age. Now, we know there's many different channels. There's email, there's social media, and then there's the old-fashioned telephone. 71% said yes to using self-service tools, but could you explain the difference between the different tools, the preferences, and how it breaks down between Gen Z, millennials, baby boomers, et cetera?
Wow, well, there's a lot there. I'm going to put on my glasses, if that's okay.
Now
I'm
gonna You look great. You look great.
I'm looking scholarly. So this is an interesting statistic because 71% are open to using self-service tools. However, I think it makes sense as I look at the report and the findings. Baby boomers, the oldest generation, are less open to using self-service tools than younger generations. Matter of fact, baby boomers prefer to call somebody 86% of the time, where Gen Z, millennials, they're anywhere from 51 to say 58, 59% on average, about 55%. That's over a 30% difference. That's a big difference. And if you look at all the different social channels there are, such as Twitter and Facebook, social media, while it's a way customers are starting to use more and more those channels to communicate with customers, they're actually more interested in emailing you, texting with you, chatting with you, even an automated chat, such as, you know, a chat bot,
right,
where it's not a human being interacting. And you know what? The best companies, they figured out how to put a good system in place that not only gives the customer the answers to the most frequently asked questions, but also recognizes if the customer is not getting the answer they want just because of the way the customer is responding, and it'll seamlessly connect them to a human being who's now chatting with, you know, or texting rather than just the artificial intelligent bot that's doing that. The point is that all these different channels are a substitute for the traditional phone. Ironically, something else, we said 71% prefer to use self-service channels. Ironically, the same number, 71% on average prefer to use the phone. They're separate stats. It's just coincidental that they're the same number. So 71% use the phone. And you can go all the way down. Next is email, then online chat, then texting, then brand app, then social media at the bottom. Again, social media becomes more and more important. Here's what customers are using social media for. Some of them reach out the first time and they direct message a company on the social channel because they're connected with them. They're part of their community. We love that because we're getting the ability to communicate in real time, answer quickly, and then give the customer what they need. And if we're lucky, the customer is going to go on the social channel outside of the direct message and say, I love this company because fill in the blank, whatever they did. However, many customers are going to social media channels because they're not happy and they're not getting the answers they want using the phone or maybe they emailed and getting a response back. So in a sense, they're, for lack of a better term, they're seeking revenge on the company by going social and sharing the dirty laundry with the world. And that's where, as my good friend Jay Bear says, customer service becomes a spectator sport.
Yeah, on social media. It's an incredible line.
That's right. Yeah, when this is happening. Do you remember, you can see it. Years and years ago, a gentleman wrote a song about his experience on United Airlines. United breaks guitars.
Oh, and I sure remember that. He looked out of the window and he saw his guitar.
He saw his guitar being thrown by the cargo guys into the cargo hold and they missed. It hit the ground. And when he got to the destination, he opened up and the guitar was broken. And so, by the way, United was contacted. United said, you know, how do we know the guitar wasn't broken before? You know, but come on. They refused to acknowledge and fix the guitar. So this musician, creative as he is, wrote a song, United Breaks Guitars, put it on YouTube. And you can see today there are millions and millions and millions of views. And what's interesting is after several hundred thousand views, United said, hey, we'll fix the guitar.
Gee, thanks.
And the musician said, Dave Carroll, I believe was his name. Dave Carroll said, no, I'm getting a lot of publicity here. I'm going to leave it up there. But this is the point. When a customer decides to go social, it's not just like telling two or three friends at dinner. Yeah. No, they're telling the world potentially that there's a problem with the company. And that's a fun one from years and years ago. And I don't think, hopefully, United's broken too many guitars since that time.
As we're approaching the close of the show, we still have around 3 minutes left. And we got to talk about Lombardi time. Because we have to talk about how important it is, whether it's a company that's committing to a date to finish a project or a time or even staff participating, showing up on time. Talk about, and of course, this is from the favorite of the favorites, of course.
I know. You're bringing something out of the book, Be Amazing or Go Home.
Yes, Lombardi time.
Lombardi time. So Vince Lombardi, football coach, used to tell his players, if you're here on time, in other words, if the practice is at 10 o'clock, you're late. Be here 15 minutes early, and then you're on time. And it's a great metaphor for any type of meeting, any type of, you know, engagement you have with somebody else, because I believe it shows a huge sign of respect if you show up on time, even a minute or two early. And it's a huge sign of disrespect if you show up late, because what you're saying is, I don't value you enough to be here on time. I think my time's more important than your time. But by the way, Vince Lombardi, Lombardi time is so important and was such a big deal that if you go to Lambeau Field in Green Bay, Wisconsin, where the Green Bay Packers play, there's a huge tower with a big clock. And the clock is 15 minutes fast. And that's Lombardi thing. And if you've never been there and you don't know the story, you go, why is that clock wrong? So my dad taught me this before I ever knew about Lombardi time. I used to do magic shows when I was a kid, and I would show up to the magic, to the birthday party I was performing at just a few minutes before it was time to start. And my dad said, you know what, you're too close to the time you're supposed to start. The parents are going to be worried whether or not you're going to show up. How soon do you think you should show up so they won't worry? I said, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes. He goes, exactly. So you need to be there like 20 minutes early, even if you got nothing to do but sit around and wait, so that the parents are comfortable, which is a great customer experience. Or if I don't do that, it's a stressful experience to the customer, which taints the great show that I'm about to present for their children. So I don't want to taint the show. I want to give them a great experience from beginning to end. No drops, no moments of misery, always a positive experience, always a moment of magic.
Before I get to the close, Shep, what final takeaway could you share with companies out there that want to ace it, want to grow, want to scale in 2023?
Sure. Well, we've talked about customer service, and we talked about customer service departments and calling in. Forget about customer service being a department. It's a philosophy. It needs to be embraced by everybody. If somebody's not dealing directly with a customer, they're supporting somebody that is, or they're part of the process that ultimately is going to be felt by the customer. Get everybody on board. Let everybody understand what their role is in the experience. And when everybody's on board, everybody's in alignment, they're on their way to creating customer amazement.
To find out more information about your books and about speaking engagements, what should they do?
Go to hyken.com, hyken.com.
Thank you, Shep. This wraps up an incredible edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 710 WOR, the voice of New York. Have a successful week.
710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network present Mind Your Business, hosted by the president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Founded in 1992, Bottom Line Marketing Group is a strategic, creative, and execution-driven marketing agency, helping businesses by clarifying and promoting their vision, mission, and purpose to support its lead generation and customer retention initiatives to gain market share in their industry. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday evening at 10 p.m. for this intriguing radio show as Yitzhak interviews Fortune 500 executives, business leaders, and marketing gurus from a wide variety of business industries. Now, Yitzhak and his guests offer their knowledge and expertise to help you be successful every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.